If you love me, you will listen to this song. And I tell you serious, so I didn't tell you you were driving the wrong way on the interstate until the song was done. You felt like an idiot adding an hour to the drive, but it gave us more time to embarrass ourselves telling stories we wouldn't tell anyone else. You said I might like you less now that you know me so well. I might like you less now that you know me so well. Cohen once said, there's a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in. And I am not an old man having an existential crisis at a Buddhist monastery writing horny poetry. But I agree, I never thought you'd happen to me. I never thought you'd happen to me.
You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Some people bring joy wherever they go. Some whenever they go. Mark Twain found humor all around. Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. Humor. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. The feeling without really entering the world, I'm glad whenever I can share laughter and funny little girl. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute. The feeling in it, slipping through my fingers all the time.
So take this love, take it down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring you down. Well, maybe the landslide will bring me down. Well, the landslide will bring me down.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Stephen. Come on, Johnny. Come on, get out of this one. This is a new twist on a very old song with my ex-husband actually singing, so I'd like to give a round of applause for John McPhee.
Oh, if my mummy could see me now.
If you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. Tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Oh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway. Oh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spill left on repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spill left on repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
You're like me. I'm never satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
My name is Angelica Schuyler.
Alexander Hamilton.
Where's your family from?
Unimportant, there's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
So this is what it feels like to match with someone at your level. What the hell is the catch? It's the feeling of freedom, of seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin with the key and a kite. You see it right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a 3 minutes. He's flying by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know it? Peach fuzz, and he can't even grow it. I want to take him far away from this place. Then I turn and see my sister's face, and she is the land. I know she is. I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
Number one.
I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb the one. So I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip in New York City is insidious. And Alexander is penniless. That doesn't mean I want a man who loves.
Elizabeth Schuyler, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Schuyler.
My sister.
Number two.
He's after me. Thank you for all your service.
If it takes fighting a war for us to meet, it will have been worth it.
I'll leave you to it.
Number three.
I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone who's trusting or is kind. If I tell her that I love him, she'd be silently resigned. He'd be mine. She'd say I'm fine, she'd be lying. But when I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes. As I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sized him up so quickly. At least, my dear Eliza's his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life.
I'm not afraid to die. So that was just Paris by the 1975. I now have two other additional guests on my show. Do you want to say hi?
Hello.
Oh, wait. Maybe you're mic four. Let me turn that up. Help. Try now.
Hello? No, we're mic three and two.
Oh, wait. I had mic two off. Try now.
Try now.
Oh, I still can't hear you. So Danny Popko's here, but...
Here, then. Try mic four.
Wait, I had to put the levels up.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
There we go. God.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so the next song goes out to
my
friend from day one, my sister, basically, my roommate, Kylie. This is for you because this is the vibe we have in apartment one.
Hi, Kylie.
Love you, Kylie. Listening to... Mood Ring on Radiothon on WONY 90.9 FM. This is Tub Thumping.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Whiskey drink, it's a vodka drink.
Put me on.
Hey, you're on.
Hello.
We're back.
I asked Logan. This is Isabel, by the way. I'm back.
We don't need the rest of that song.
I paused it. Okay. I asked Chat because there's four people of us in here.
Not Chat.
I asked Chat and I was like, has anybody ever had Dave's Hot Chicken? Because I see Dave's Hot Chicken everywhere and I'm like, is it really good? Like, is it just like a glorified version of like
McDonald's?
Wait,
you mean Chat like us?
Like, yeah, Chat.
Oh, okay. Some people say Chat and they mean ChatGPT and those people annoy me.
No, that's GBT. This is Chat.
Oh, Lord.
Me and GBT are besties. I asked Chat if they had like Dave's Hot Chicken again because I think it's like the glorified version of it. But Logan said it was bus.
Wait, I need to play something in the background because I'm hearing like static. Hold on. Is
Danny's mic on?
Yeah, I think so.
Danny, what do you think about Dave's Hot Chicken?
I just want to try the mozzarella's.
I really want to try the mozzarella sticks too. They give like the Chili's mozzarella sticks. Are you serious?
Sophia just said they're $2 a piece.
Are you serious?
Is that cheap? Or
are they big?
What do we come on air to talk about?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Just Dave's Hot Chicken.
Just Dave's Hot Chicken. Oh, I wanted to introduce
Taco Bell.
My next song.
Oh, okay.
Do you still want to have a conversation? No. Like, no, we can. Okay. No, like, okay. Go ahead.
No,
go
like,
ahead,
speak.
Danny.
No, I have speak nothing else to
say.
No.
You have the entire city of Oneonta at your fingertips right now.
That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that is.
I'm sorry, but the way that Danny's, like, sat right now is so funny. Like, her glasses are kind of, like, sideways. It's hilarious.
She's holding one side of the headphone up to her ear instead of just putting it on her head.
I don't even know where.
Guys, this is my first time in the studio as a senior.
I don't need them.
actively graduating. We're all actively graduating. But my next song. Do we want to talk about my next song yet?
Yeah, what is it?
My next songs go to Isabel.
No, we don't want to hear this. Oh my God.
My next songs go to my lovely friend, Isabel. Oh, who
I'm sick.
Showed me Wony sophomore year, freshman year. And then I joined Wony. And then here we are. Look at how those things work out.
I think I know what song this is.
Wait, I have two songs. Take a guess.
I know what. No, you already played Ribs by Lord, right?
Yeah, I already played Ribs. They're not sad songs.
Is it Hello?
Maybe.
It is.
And then what do you think the other one?
What's
do, do, do,
doses
do,
and
do,
mumbles?
Do.
Huh?
Do, 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 do.
Oh, wait. I know.
Wait,
I know.
Wait,
I know
oh my
what
God.
You're humming.
Oh, my
wait.
God. Wait. Keep going.
I know what you're
wait,
humming.
I don't know how to keep going. Yes. Danny gets it.
Where did the
I'll give it. I'll give a hint. She's dating the former prime minister of Canada.
Oneonta.
Well, I have a captive audience. I just want to say I wake up every morning and I think about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau dating. Because what do you mean that Katy Perry is dating? Yes. She's dating the former prime minister of Canada. He got out of office and then dated Katy Perry. I don't know, probably too much.
Can we Google his net worth? Because like if his net worth
Wait, are you Googling Sophia? Okay, she's like, actively, it's like Kim Possible, like that kid in the phone.
Actively Googling Justin Trudeau's network.
Trudeau. He's a la francophone. Quebecois. Wait,
oh, yeah.
How much?
I'm sad. Yeah.
10 to 90 million.
It's like such a.
That is a range.
That's a dumb number. Like, would it be 90 million?
That is a big, big range.
Like, might as well say 100 million.
Like, what do you mean 90 million?
10 to 90 million. Okay. Whatever, Justin.
That's a lot of mozzarella sticks.
Whatever. Well, think of the amount of Dave's Hot Chicken mozzarella sticks you can buy with that.
That's a lot of mozzarella sticks. Wow. And Taco Bell.
With that.
Booty to Crunchwrap.
That could buy me
shout
so
out.
Has anyone been to a fat farm? Have you been to a fat farm? So... with that,
I hope someone's listening, please.
Oh, I hope everyone is listening. I've never talked this much on the radio. And guess what? I'm going to do it on the last day, question mark. Because I might do my show later this week. I haven't decided yet. It's if I feel like it. I have a final during it, but I'm just going to like take a random. Yeah, I'm going to take a random slot.
If anybody wants to see two fabulous people out in the quad tomorrow dressed up so pristine, pull up and we'll sign autographs.
You're
going to
like walk down the quad and be like, who are those like fine people?
Yeah.
They look so good, so dressed.
Are we gonna get autographs?
And they're so, they're actively graduating. Okay, we're talking too much.
Currently looking for a camera.
Yeah, if anybody wants to give me a
anyone
in Oneonta who has like a professional camera.
If anyone has a camera, give us a call. 607-436-2711.
This is Oneonta State.
Okay. We need to play the song. We've been talking for way too long. This is not a talk show. So up next is Hello by Martin Solvig. And this is Mood Ring on Radiothon. Keep it locked. We're gonna start this song again because I was just alerted by my roommate for something. You know, if you're listening, I guess watch out because there's a car being towed in the Hunt Union parking lot. It looks like a big black SUV, and it does not look like there's a permit on it. So it's probably not a community. It's not probably not a staff or faculty. Zara Larson's car. You know, she had that UPD escort when she was here. Don't worry. But from the picture I see, there's not a parking pass on it. So
they were on that.
Either if you didn't pay your parking pass or you just live here and you were like,
now you're stuck on campus.
You were like, let me just like have a day at SUNY Oneonta, and then your car is towed in the Huntington parking lot.
Do you think that car was there all day?
You have to like rack up a lot of tickets for university police to tow your car. Like it's really not easy.
Do you remember that one person freshman year who had like a ticket every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put like a boot on his car at the end of it.
I'm not going to say name because I'm not going to blast his information.
No, we were painting outside in front of the dorm and we saw it happen.
Oh. Wait, can we hold space for that right now? When we used to paint in front of Topi Hall.
A moment of silence.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would watch you guys from like the window because I was like, I don't want to go outside.
Oh, I know. I was like, Topi
I
said to
Isabel, I was like, want to go outside, Pete? No.
We all met in Topi Hall.
It's so crazy.
Think of that.
Through Logan's roommate.
Shout out,
Andrew, if you're listening. I know you're not. If you were listening, shout out. We'll resume our regularly scheduled programming and then we'll talk again later.
I have an announcement to make after this song. So.
Oh, please. Yeah. I have an announcement on my show. Let's find a way to make it about her.
It is. I could just say it right now. Oh, he's going to cut me off. I see his fingers and I'm cut off.
Nope. Your mic's still on.
You're still here.
Oh, now you're gone. Okay. Waking up in Vegas. Katy Perry. This is Mood Ring.
It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi, 'cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my fake ID, but you lost the motel key. Spare me a freaking dirty looks now. Don't blame me. You wanna cash out. Last night, dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother back, 'cause now we're part of the crime. Don't be a baby, remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
That was Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry. Okay, before we go on a rant, do you know what I'm thinking about with Katy Perry? Did anyone play The Sims 3?
No.
Negative.
No, not
hey, guys.
Lucas is here.
Oh, wait, I peaked the mics low-key. Let me turn those levels down.
Do you remember one time we did that when we literally, like, killed someone's, like, eardrums? Because we, like, cackled so hard.
I think when we did that, like, we probably are the reasons why we had to get a new FM transmitter. It probably
like, we literally, like, we cackled so hard that we broke someone's ear.
But
guys, wait, can you hear Lucas?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's staticky.
Something's wrong with your mic.
This mic is cooked.
Oh, and we're literally just...
Yo, ops manager, where you at?
He Lucas? Said, yo, ops manager, where you... Ooh. Lucas, what mic number are you on? I'm cutting
two.
You off.
I think that the cord is broke.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm turning you off. You can share your mic with Danny.
Okay.
You two can queen out on one. But I was thinking with Katy Perry, I used to play The Sims 3, and there was this, like, expansion pack called Katy Perry Sweet Treats, and it was, like, $60.
And you got it.
No, I didn't, because my mom was paying $60. Do you think she'd buy her gay son a Katy Perry pack of The Sims 3? It's already bad enough she's letting me play The Sims 3. But it was $60 for this Katy Perry stuff pack. And all the items were already in the game, and they just made them ugly. Like, they just put, like, layers of, like, candy and, like, cupcakes on them, which had nothing to do with Katy Perry, by the way. Literally nothing about it had anything to do with Katy Perry. It was the least Katy Perry thing I've seen in my life, but they charged money for it. But we're here to talk about, wait, before we talk about it, this is not an advertisement. WONY is a non-commercial educational radio station.
There's a big echo. Oh, my God.
This does not reflect Sunoniata, the Student Association, or the State University of New York.
So,
speak on this.
And with
before
that.
Before I leave.
And with that.
Before I leave.
I thought we were going to talk about Dave's Hot Chicken.
No, I am.
Okay.
That's literally where I'm heading.
Yeah, this is not an advertisement. We just really like Dave's Hot Chicken.
So, I told Logan, I was like, you know what? After he plays those two songs, I'm going to go. Me and Danny are going to go, and we're going to try it. And then we're going to report back to Logan.
Wait, can you call the phone during the e-board show?
And be like, put me on the air so I can talk about my Dave's Hot Chicken.
Wait, yeah, wait, do that. Do that.
I think it's mid.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a choice.
And I don't know. I just don't think it's anything special.
I think so, too. It's like glorified McDonald's.
Like, okay, but like for me, it's like... In Oneonta, we don't get things like this.
I know.
If we're comparing Oneonta, sure.
Chipotle's coming allegedly.
Allegedly.
Also, it's going where the bridal shop used to be across
the Southside Mall. There's a Raising Cane's coming like 20 minutes from my house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
that. There's a Raising Cane's
in Albany. In the summer, I go to Six Flags a lot in Massachusetts, and there's a Raising Cane's like 10 minutes away, and I like plan to go to Raising Cane's every time.
There's a Raising Cane's in Penn Station.
And then, you think I don't know the Penn Station?
Sorry, I forgot.
I know the Penn Station Raising Cane's.
In Times Square, too.
You think I play? Oh, I've been there, too. do you really think I play right now? Do you think I play?
I'm sorry, I forgot how big your back is.
Oh, that's crazy.
You think I play, but I don't play.
I will say I did like it the first time I got it, and then the second time I got it, it gave me a really bad stomach ache, and both times I waited like a half hour.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I would get like really bad like acid reflux.
The sauce is also really sweet.
I kind of like how the sauce is, they're all like dry rubs.
I'm talking about the sauce, like the Dave sauce.
Is it like a hot honey sauce?
No, I don't know. It's just really sweet. Like, you know, it's like cane sauce, but if it was really sweet.
I have a story about me and Isabel and chicken.
So Oh my God.
My God, you just peaked the mic so bad.
The mic just broke.
Sorry, guys. I just.
No, like something doesn't really sound right now.
I just got really excited.
So sophomore year, it was in the middle of winter, and we were like, huh. We really want Wingstop. So our friend Alexa was dating.
There's two Wingstop incidents. Talk about the one at the parking lot.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of when we went to Utica.
In the middle of a snowstorm, we wanted to get Wingstop.
Yeah. Mind you, Alexa's partner at the time was from Alabama. So So someone from Alabama drove us to Utica on back roads from Oneonta in a snowstorm because we wanted chicken wings. And then another time, sometimes when we're coming back to school, I pick Isabel up from the train station in Albany. And we were like, we really wanted Wingstop this day. So we go to the Wingstop in Albany and we almost get ran over by this guy in the parking lot. Like we're walking in a Wingstop and it's like, you know, normal parking lot activities. Like we're not doing anything crazy. And he starts like backing up out of his spot.
Yeah.
And then he stops because he sees us.
And then
we stop. And then we look. And then he goes even harder. And then we had to run away from his car. That low key, like maybe he, I actually think he was trying to hit us.
He was like, you know what? Wingstop parking lot. Mind you, it was like the empty parking lot. It was just like, it was me, Logan's car, and then two empty parking spot. And that guy was like right next to us.
Your
whole life flashed before your eyes. It did.
Genuinely.
And Wingstop.
That part
Albany.
Of town in Albany, if there. Anyone's ever been there before, it's like the chicken corner because it used to just be a Popeyes. But now there's a Popeyes and there's a Chick-fil-A across the street. And then there's a Wingstop there. So if you really want chicken, go to Central and Colvin Avenue, Albany, New York, right off Everett Road. This is not an advertisement.
This is not a veggie sandwich.
This is not a veggie sandwich.
Now, I have another question. What fast food place makes the best chicken nugget?
Ooh. Okay, so it depends. Like, if I like, okay, I put Chick-fil-A in like this weird category. Like, I don't personally consider
Chick-fil-A
it fast food.
Chick-fil-A is like gourmet fast food,
right? Like, it's like
like a Chipotle.
Hi, Anjali.
Hi.
E-board hour is starting soon, but me and Isabella are hijacking it, talking about fast food chicken places.
Yeah, I need to go because I want to go before Dave's Hot Chicken.
Okay, well, when you get Dave's Hot Chicken, I want you to call into Woni.
I will.
I'll put you on air for an update
if I get it. Because if it's like, ugh. I don't
know, okay, best,
like if the smell smells like.
Did you just say I'm ruining the vibe?
Best chicken nugget I have to say.
Oh, okay,
Chick-fil-A.
I didn't hear you.
Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't count.
Anjali, you looked at me with straight fear in your eyes.
Tender, yeah. I think Chick-fil-A's top.
Yeah.
Nugget.
Chick-fil-A peak.
McDonald's second.
No, I don't know. Yeah. They just taste weird.
Okay, but like when I'm in a Chick-fil-A nugget mood, I'm not in a McDonald's
okay,
nugget mood.
They're
like different
Wendy's
things.
Wendy's is also pretty good.
It's like when I get Domino's and people would be like,
but McDonald's is better than Wendy's.
People are like, you wanted a pizza, so you got Domino's. No, I wanted Domino's, so I got Domino's.
Because Domino's
if I
has
want a
like
pizza,
a, like,
I'm going
like
to Tino's. I'm going to Tino's, yeah. I'm going to Sal, I'm going to Pizzeria. Yeah. But Domino's is fast food pizza. Like it's a different category.
I also
when
like Domino's pasta.
When I want a taco, when I want a good taco, I go to a Mexican restaurant. But when I want Taco Bell, that is a different category. It's different. And everyone needs to understand that it's a different thing.
It's different.
Oh my God. Dave's Hot Chicken puts cereal on top of their shakes.
They put cereal on top of their shakes.
It's
so weird. That is so odd.
It's so
odd. Look
at
the Lucky Charms. Oh my God.
Okay, but we're talking about, like, what about, like, Dairy Queen? They put, like...
I love
peanut butter
Dairy
crunch.
Queen.
Bro, one time I went to Dairy Queen and he tipped it upside down and it all fell out.
I'm genuinely not even kidding.
One time I went to Dairy Queen and I got an orange Julius and they flipped it on me.
Bro, it was so funny because I literally was like, wait, you didn't flip it? And he was like, oh. And he definitely
was like,
new.
For a reason.
He definitely was new and then he flipped it and it all fell out and I actually felt so bad. I was literally like 10, bro.
Do you guys like the... Okay...
WONY does not endorse
Dairy
or advertise
Queen hot
these
dogs.
Businesses. Isabel makes fun of me when I get a Dairy Queen hot dog.
I love Dairy Queen hot dogs.
So when I'm home, if anyone's
here.
From the capital region,
the one if, here ain't real.
Anyone's
side.
From the great
no.
capital region,
no.
there are two Dairy Queens. There's one in Albany on Central
it's
Ave.
Like
and
tiny.
Every time I went to the Dairy Queen, they low key have attitude. Like
it's
they're always kind of mean. But then there's a Dairy Queen in Chatham in Columbia County.
Okay,
and
he's that, a little too much.
No, but like that is like, it's like an old school Dairy Queen. Like, yeah, this is my show for two more minutes.
Okay, Mama wants to go.
Okay, go to Dave's. Wait, what's your mic number?
Two.
Two?
Here, you want.
We were talking about Dave's Hot Chicken. I think it's overhyped.
Hello.
Anjali's here.
Sorry.
Dave's
Hot Chicken is overhyped, but it's not bad. Like, it's not bad at all.
Like, we'll see.
Actually, I'm going to
say
this
is your first
right
time?
Here.
But, like, for yeah, Oneonta, like, New York, Dave's Hot Chicken's really big.
My first time, I got the
wait,
two
Isabel.
Tenders combo. I got the two tenders combo. It's, like, the number one.
But is it, like, are they fat tenders?
Yeah.
Like,
I really love that we're just, like, holding space right now. Like, we're just having a moment with the town.
So, how are you, Logan?
I'm wonderful. Actually, no, I'm actively graduating.
Actively.
I'm crossing the stage, getting my diploma right now.
Like, right now.
Right now.
right now you're in your cap and gown in the morning studio.
I'm actively graduating.
They're boiling you for soup.
They are. They're so when you get your diploma, they actually boil you immediately after.
Yeah, it's over.
What's your mic number? Okay, I did turn your mic off. Wait, what's
wow,
mic's not
were you
being
silent
used?
Or were you silenced?
Wait,
the echo is actually
something.
Crazy.
I'm trying to figure that out. Is 3 not being used?
No, 2 is broke. And then 4 is also broken because it has an echo.
Okay, so 3 is Anjali.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
you
so
can come over here and
wait, is it just going to be the 3 of us right now?
For now.
Where's my e-board?
That's a good
where
question.
Where is it's my e-board
where's
actually?
Where's my yeah.
Wait.
As of Wednesday.
True.
As of Wednesday.
I transitioned everything over to Nate today.
Oh, big day. I'm going to update Campus Connection Wednesday.
And the website?
That's Steph's problem.
Okay. Fair.
She crosses that bridge when she gets to it. Love you, Steph. If you're listening, you are the best.
Yeah.
You're the best. Like, I'm so excited to see what you do. Call me, text me, any questions. I'm here. I'll be sat. But that website, like Anjali and Steph, you guys can have fun with that. Like, that's all you now.
Ooh,
that's all you. Comms director out. I'm clocked out.
Programming director out,
okay.
Low key, because, okay,
okay.
Like,
you're,
let's talk
you
about
no
this.
Reason to be in.
Did you have any more music you wanted to play?
And I am going to be so real. I didn't plan anything. I was just playing anything I was feeling.
Do you
like.
Have the playlist we made?
No. Can you, like, email it to me?
I can, but go on your phone. And click it and add it to your Spotify library.
It's 10 o'clock, so we need to legal ID and news it. Anyways,
you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
Wait, everyone has had way too much of us lately. Hold on.
Unto the station, and they are here now.
Hold on.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Ugh.
That was a good one.
Not this. Oh, I had to log into my account.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I kind of agree. I don't know. I'm not really a McDonald's nugget person. Every time I go to McDonald's, it's Big Mac. Or a quarter pounder with cheese.
I love Big Mac.
This mic's cooked. This mic is cooked, so apologies.
Okay, so funny story. I was in Montreal in October, and my roommate, Allie, it's like her bit where she gets Big Mac sauce everywhere she goes. And she started,
not work. Like,
she started crying. In the McDonald's because it was the most Big Mac sauce she's ever had. Okay, but with that, we've been talking way too much. It is now time for legal ID and PSA and news, and then we'll be back for the e-board hour, and this is Radiothon.
Safe Harbor Hours.
W-O-N-Y. It's not safe. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Wait,
hold
I'm
on.
Taking the clean versions of the songs.
Wait,
I put off
let me
putting the dirty version.
Let me legal ID.
That's okay. Bye.